Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we will be concluding the third chapter of Maseches Erevin and beginning the fourth. Mishnah Tes in Perek Gimel says, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinis says, Ha'over lefnei hateva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah Omer. Someone who davens for the Amud on the first day of Rosh Hashanah says, Hachalitzenu Hashem Elokeinu es yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh im hayom im lamachar. Says, God save us on this day of Rosh Chodesh, on the first day of the new month, whether it's today or tomorrow. Ulamachar hu omer, and the next day he says, im hayom im emesh. He says, whether it's today or whether it was yesterday. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. And the chachamim do not agree with this. Let's take a look at the Bartnuro. Im hayom im machar, whether Rosh Chodesh is today or tomorrow. Im hayom hu hachalitzenu hayom. If it's today, save us today. V'im machar hu hachalitzenu machar. And if it's tomorrow, save us tomorrow. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. The chachamim did not agree. Lo lehizkir shor Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah. They neither agree with saying Rosh Chodesh in the davening on Rosh Hashanah. V'lo lehisanos im hayom im machar. And they also don't agree with making a condition if it's today, if it's tomorrow. Elomar v'hachlitzenu stama, just say save us, b'shnei yomim, on both days, v'enu mazkir shor Rosh Chodesh kol ikar, and don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all, v'halacha k'chachamim. And in our davening, the halacha follows the opinion of the chachamim. That is the end of Perek Gimel. We now immediately start Perek Dalid. Mi shehotziuhu goyim o ruach ra. Someone who's carried out of town on Shabbos by non-Jews or by an evil spirit, which means a form of dementia. It doesn't mean a ghost carries him. Ein lo ela arba amos. Then the place where he's put down, he can only walk dalad amos. He can only walk this circumference of 4 paces. Hechiziruhu ke'ilu lo yatsa. But if they bring him back, the same non-Jews or form of dementia, ke'ilu lo yatsa, then it's like he never left at all. Holichuhu le'ir acheris, if they brought him to another city, nasnuhu bedir o besahar, if they put him in one of these outdoor enclosures that we discussed previously, Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omrim, mahalich es kula, then Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar say that he can walk the entirety of it. Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Akiva omrim, ein lo ela arba amos. But Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva say he can only walk dalet amos. Maise shebo miprandisin v'hafligas finasam bayam. There was an incident where they came from a place called Prandisin, and then their ship was sent back out to sea. Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, holchu es kula. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, they walk the entirety of the ship that Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Akiva, lo zazu me'arba amos. But Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua didn't move outside their dalet amos. Sheratu l'hachmir al atzman, because they wanted to be stringent on themselves. And we'll see what exactly that means. Bartnuro. Mi shehotziuhu goyim, someone who's carried out by non-Jews. La'anso chutz la'tachum, they force him outside of his Shabbos boundary. A ruach ra, an evil spirit. Shenichnas bo shade, v'nitrifa dato. It's like a demon enters him and mixes up his thoughts. So again, you know, in our terminology, it would be some form of mental illness. V'yetze chutz la'tachum, and he goes outside the tachum. V'chazer v'nishatva, v'harehu chutz la'tachum. He comes back to his senses, and lo and behold, he's outside his Shabbos boundary. If they brought him back inside the tchum, it's like he never left. Bahari kol ha'ir lo ka'arba amos. And then the entire city is his, like, dalet amos. So he can walk all throughout it. Kashir b'tchila, as it was at the beginning. V'chutzala apayim amalecho ruach. And he has his boundary of 2,000 amos in every direction. And this is only the case where he was brought out and returned against his will. But if he went out intentionally, even if he was brought back by force, or if he was brought out by force but he returned intentionally, then he only has 4 amos. So this only works if he's brought out and brought back, not if he intentionally went. Holy chuhu le'ir acheres, if they brought him to another city, v'harehu mukeves machitzas, and this city is enclosed, o shenitnuhu bedir o basahar, shehein makufim v'hakifan gadol. or if he's placed in one of these corrals or other outdoor enclosures that is also enclosed. Mahalech is kula, he can walk the whole thing. Tahoyo umakefes machitzos harihika arba amos, since because it's enclosed, it's like 4 amos. Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Akiva omrim ein lo ela arba amos, they say he only has 4 amos. Tekivan delo shavas ba'avir machitzos miba'od yom lo mahani le machitzos. Since he didn't establish his Shabbos dwelling within the airspace of these machitzos while it was yet day, then these machitzos don't help him. Verabuse Pershu, and they're teaching us a chiddush, Mishum de Guzri dir v'sahar atu baka she'ein lo machitzos, because they only made a ruling about these outdoor enclosures like a corral, so that it should be a preventative measure against a valley that doesn't have machitzos. Ubaka kule alma modu de ein lo ela arba amos. And when it comes to a valley that's not enclosed, everyone agrees that he only can walk 4 amos. So their ship came on Shabbos, and they were thrown back out to sea. So two of these rabbis, Rabbi Elazar and Rabban Gamliel, halchu askula, they walked the entirety of the ship. Hayu mahalchen b'chol hasfina, they walked throughout the boat. Va'af al pi shehasfina halcha b'Shabbos, v'yotza chutz l'tchum, even though the boat was traveling on Shabbos and would go outside the tchum. Havei kemi sheyotza chutz l'tchum v'nitein b'dir o b'sahar, they considered it like someone who was forcibly carried outside his boundary and placed in a corral or some other type of enclosure. Shehasfina mukefes machitzos, because the boat is enclosed with walls on all sides. However, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva didn't leave Dalet Amos. Sheratzu lahachmir al atzman, they wanted to be stringent on themselves. Delididhu nami de gazrei dir v'sahar atu baka b'sfina kolzman shahaya mahaleches haya muter lahalech eskula. Because even according to them, who make this rule about corrals and other enclosed areas because of the valley, they would still be allowed to walk the entirety of the boat while it's in motion. Va'od shahari shavtu ba'avir mechitzos meva'od yom. And by the way, they did make Shabbos. Shabbos did fall on them while they were within the boundaries of this boat. El shiratzu lahachmir, but they wanted to act stringently. Ba'halacha k'Rabban Gamliel k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So if this should happen to you and you're placed in some city or other area, you can walk the entirety of it that Shabbos. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow when we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.